The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I think I would make a better president than Bernie.
Imagine spending the better part of 2020 with Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump. Think about what that will be like for this country.
Bernie Sanders' analysis is right. The difference is I don't like his solutions. Bernie, in fact, hasn't passed much of anything.
I do not think that this is the best person to lead the ticket.
If you keep on going, we will elect Bernie. Bernie will lose to Donald Trump.
There it is. There it is. In a nutshell, do we have to say anything else? The Democratic debates yesterday, last night, 7:06 on AM 970, The Answer with Joe and Frank and Al and Debbie. You're very humble, ready for drive time players. Colonel Andrew Milburn will join us coming up in this hour. You don't want to miss this Marine veteran. He got this great new book called When the Tempest Gathers, From Mogadishu to the Fight Against ISIS, a Marine Special Operations Commander at War. The colonel will join us. Stephen Moore as well. Hillary Kramer and Dr. Lauren Wright, and you always at 877-970-2999. Where do we go? Where do we go from here? You're watching those debates. I mean, what was that? What was that? And I don't want to sound... listen, I'm going to say what I want on the radio. I'm going to be very, very couch some things in a more politically correct way. Try not to be offensive. I try to be objective. We try to stay under the radar. You know, we're pretty, I'm pretty conservative, you know, a little right of center, but I got to tell you, it's like what I'm going to say, what I'm saying now is honest. So I am so offended. And why is no one talking about this? When they pander to a certain group and voting, I talked about this last hour. So I get such a kick out of it because to me it's insulting. If you're a black person and you're watching the Democratic debates, well, the blacks love me. Well, I'm going to win the black audience. And you're sitting there going, I'd be so offended if I was, you know, an African-American or a black American. I would say, how does that person have the audacity, the gall, to think just because you think you have my vote? No. It's like, oh, I've got the Italian-American vote. I'm going to lock in the Italian-American vote. And like I said last hour, we're always fighting with each other, the Italians. I mean, you know what I mean? How could you join together? No one has had the courage or the objectivity to look at how insulting and pandering it is, you know? Oh, my Lord. And so that was, I thought, just embarrassing last night that they're just pandering in South Carolina. Well, what I've done for a black American, here's what we need. And Steyer goes, we need reparations. I mean, oh, it's like, at least Buttigieg was hippie. He goes, look, we're all white people on stage. What are we talking about? And he was right on the money in that regard. Hey, I wish you all the best on this Ash Wednesday. It is a day of repentance and introspection and ashes on your head. So we wish you all the best. As we start the Lenten season, Frankie's giving up alcohol. What do you give? Give us a call. Let us know what you're giving up. I always try to at least be kind, you know, try to be kind during the Lent season. I don't know what to give up. But what can we, maple syrup? Nah, I mean, don't push it now.
Stop. Please. Somebody replaced you then.
I can't, you know. I can't. But Frankie's giving up his booze. And Al, you don't give up anything.
I don't give up anything. I'd like to give up the weight that's around my belly. If I can give that up and not ever get it back, I'd be happy with that. I'm going to the gym. I don't know if I'm necessarily working on it. But
and it's a good thing that I didn't say Fat Tuesday yesterday. I did not even mention it.
You mentioned it once. It's fine. That's not offensive to me. If you called it, like, you know, free-for-all Wednesday or whatever, foodie Wednesday, something like that, then I'd be offended.
Hey, and Frankie Five Boroughs, you don't get ashes, Frank. Do you get that kind of,
he's got an envelope full of them right there. He could smear it all over him.
Vinny Recuglio is our favorite Undertaker, and he brings ashes in.
Do you have an Undertaker that you don't like?
Well, I mean, you know he's our favorite
Undertaker. He gets
Undertaker.
2 stars on Yelp? What? come on.
Who's going to give him the stars? Who's going to give him the star? There's nobody alive to give him the star. I'm dead. I came back to life.
I tried to give him 1 star. My finger, I couldn't reach the button.
So we were just thinking of forgiveness, talking about politically correct. Where do those ashes come from? The funeral home. Man, let me just scrape this right into this envelope and send it to Frank and Alan Joe. Here you go.
The urn is filled. Give me the extra.
This was right Ernie. This was Ernie. He was a nice guy. Put Ernie on your head for ashes.
I want Bert. Forget about Ernie. Give me Bert.
Yeah. I don't know. Where did those ashes? Remember Al? Remember last time? I swear to goodness gracious, Al wouldn't touch the ashes because he thought there was a.
What?
Sorry. I am so sorry. Al thought there was a toenail in the ashes.
Yeah, there was. There was.
There wasn't a toenail in the ashes.
Listen, nails are tough, man. You know. Look at that. What is it? Your fingernail can scratch feldspar or whatever it is. Remember
Frank, remember that
class?
He looked at it? He goes, oh, I'm not putting that on my head, man. There's a toenail in there.
Remember in science class they would show you the different minerals or whatever, and like your fingernail was stronger than like feldspar or something. Like you could scratch it. Maybe Skip Felsenfels knows the answer.
So you mean if you get cremated, the nails burn. They go, too. They get cremated.
How do you know? You watch the process?
No, I don't know. As a matter of fact.
Now, that'd be some tour in a funeral home. Hey.
You know, and also, everybody's getting cremated now. I have to tell you, can we talk about it for 2 seconds? And there's so much to talk about. But on the cremation thing, you know, I understand it, but it's like, I don't know that I can do it. I don't know. Because it's like when you go into the funeral home, I'm like an old-fashioned guy. I kind of want to see someone laid out, but it's less
I kind of want to see somebody laid out. He looks great. Again, another Italian thing. Look at him. He looks great.
They did a nice job.
He doesn't have that dent in his head anymore. They fixed it. I mean, you know, honestly, this is what people talk about when they're there. Instead of celebrating the life of the person.
Did he have that much hair?
Is that his wig? What's going on? You
know. So when I went to a recent funeral, I did, and then there was cremation, and it was less stress, and you don't feel as bad because you don't see the body there. You see all these nice pictures. So there's something to it, but I can't decide. I don't know if I would get cremated. I like the old fashioned way, you know, lay him out, you know, and mourn.
Put him in the ground, let him fertilize, you know.
All right. Please. Anyway, thank you, Vinny, for the ashes. We appreciate it very much. We do, and all the best on this Ash Wednesday. It's 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. But by the way, speaking of coronavirus, what is going on, Frankie? We have a handle on this? Do we know what's going on? I mean,
how do we go from death to the coronavirus?
Well, that's a little... You tell me, Al. I'm just saying. Well, you know,
I'm just
saying,
this is...
God forbid.
This is becoming a very serious thing because obviously they're telling people... I mean, everybody is now saying it's not a question of when it's going to be an epidemic here in the United States.
Yeah, it's so true. That's what I worry about. But I don't know. What the president was very, very, he was reassuring because he said, nope, nothing to worry about. Everybody's going to be okay. I got it down. And then the CDC comes out and goes, like you said, it's not if, it's when. Prepare yourself maybe to stay out of school. Don't go into groups and everything. And I can't stand. And then stay with me on this, Frankie Five Boroughs. Like you keep saying the flu is much more dangerous at this point than the coronavirus, according to, you know, statistical deaths, really, right?
At least in America, yes. I mean, 60,000 people died last year due to the flu, and about 1 million people hospitalized, and that all comes with its substantial cost. I mean, the problem you have here with the coronavirus is the not just the unknown nature of it, the flu we've been dealing with for centuries, but the coronavirus is taking a big, big toll on the worldwide economy because you have tourism down to places like China, Italy, Iran, Turkey, and South Korea, and you're seeing stocks related to tourism just being hammered. The economic implications of it are pretty alarming as well.
And the other thing is you've got, just take South Korea, for instance. There are 1,300 people, just saw something flash on the television screen, 1,300 people are now suspected to have coronavirus in South Korea. The incubation period on this virus is 14 days. How do we know that somebody today isn't flying to the United States that hasn't been incubated for 14 days? We don't know if they have it or not. That's the problem. If it incubated faster, you'd be able to get a handle on it. But the fact that it's taking 2 weeks to determine whether somebody has it, this could be an epidemic in the United States within the next 30 days, and we wouldn't even know about it. It could just hit us.
And then a company came up with this in Massachusetts with a vaccine. I see one of the directors at the CDC say it'll take a year and a half. Like a year and a half to come up with the vaccine because you have to test it. You got to see if it's safe or not. And are we overreacting to this? Because again, you think of the flu deaths, and are we overreacting to the coronavirus? I always worry about it. And you're right. People are coming home from schools. They're just stopping everything. Games are being canceled. And I guess once you get it, does antibiotics stop it? Do we know this, guys?
They're saying, you know, obviously constantly wash your hands. Don't, you know, touching, shaking hands and things of that nature, which is good for you, Joe, because, you know, you can avoid shaking people's hands. Even a fist bump might not be the best thing either.
You have a lot of
students right now that are overseas at schools. And in areas where the coronavirus is starting to become a problem, and those schools are trying to get those students back before they get infected. Could you imagine they get infected now and they're there until, you know, April, May or whatever it is, and then come back? So, again, this is a big problem. The world needs to wake up here and take notice and start taking some action.
A personal thank you to my priest, our priest, Father Mike, on Sunday, where he said, you know, peace to the Lord be with you always. And then he turned around and continued the mass. Didn't say, let's extend to one another a sign of peace. Thank God Father Mike didn't make us do that, because it's flu season, the coronavirus. Thank God, because sometimes you still go to a church and the people are putting their hands out. And I don't want to shake. I give no offense. In the name of Jesus, don't touch me. That's all I'm saying, you know, because apparently this is going out. So I'm not sure that I worry more about the kids in school. Do we keep them in school? Do we not keep them in school? I think maybe a presidential address on this with some bullet points on exactly what we should be doing would be helpful, because right now I'm hearing conflicting reports. Five boroughs. Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So hopefully the president's asked for some more money to work towards research and a vaccine. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and Schumer goes up against the president saying, oh, how could he ask for this money? When is this guy going to come up? When? Dagan McDowell's great on, I think it was Outnumbered yesterday. She was great. It was like, how does Schumer it's so anti-American. Rather than saying, let's join together, he goes, the president has no handle on it. He shouldn't spend this money. This money doesn't belong there. How about just shutting up and doing some work in Washington? All they do is complain. And that's the whole part with the Democratic Party now. All they do is complain. All they do is blame Donald Trump for everything. They come up not with one initiative. They don't show up and they don't go, here's what we should do. Schumer could say, here's the plan that we think we have. They don't have anything. Hey, let me go to Jen, if I may. Jen, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi. I just wanted to say that they saw something that the wife or the sister of Rod Rosenstein is the one that was making the hype yesterday.
What was this now, and what are you referring to?
Yesterday, the spokesperson for the CDC was the sister. I believe she's the sister of Rod Rosenstein.
Oh, great! Is that a fact? Oh my God! So now,
yes.
she has no credibility anymore, right? Like that. And what is she doing? She has a government job, right, Jen? Unbelievable.
Does.
The swamp. Jen, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. You know, it's amazing how folks find that out. Did you know that, Frankie Fiberos?
Well, I saw it reported yesterday. And that is apparently the case. You know,
can we blame
Nancy
Rosenstein? Can we blame Rosenstein for the coronavirus?
I'm not so sure we can blame Rosenstein. Again, I'm no Rosenstein fan. I would never have hired him. I think he should have been fired long before he retired. But
you always said that.
Yeah, but as much as I'm critical of Rosenstein, I'm not sure we can blame Rosenstein for the coronavirus.
The Rosenstein virus. And then Arthur Idala, before we break, Arthur, handled all that press, I thought, in a valiant way on the Weinstein case. But that's just such an unfortunate situation, because it's like nobody wins on that. And apparently Harvey Weinstein's still in the hospital. And you see Arthur do that press conference last night of Frankie Five Barrels. And they're going back. They're just going to appeal this, I guess. And Weinstein's got to go to prison once he gets out of that hospital, yes?
Well, that's what Arthur was saying to you yesterday. So we'll see what happens with this appeal. A little unusual that Judge Burke didn't allow him to remain out of prison before his sentencing. But it doesn't seem that Judge Burke is a fan of Mr. Weinstein at all. We'll see what happens. He's still not only got to face this appeal, but then he's got to face potentially another trial in Los Angeles on similar rape charges.
Yeah, so if he's in prison, they got to take him out of prison and take him to Los Angeles, I guess.
Right. He'll be then in jail over there in California as well.
Hey, Episcopo in the morning, it is 7:20. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go out to the LIE westbound service road at Patchogue Holbrook Road. A two-car accident still being investigated. It's kind of busy on the eastbound belt in toward Cropsey Avenue with an accident there. Some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Highland Boulevard. Accident blocking a lane. Delays back to 440. FDR Drive south in the 60s. A spin-out. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Ash Wednesday. Metered parking rules in effect. Let's go inbound at the GWB. That's 30. Lincoln Tunnel 35. Holland 35 to 40. 7086 at 24. Accidents still out there blocking at least one lane. It's kind of busy this morning as you take a ride to the Garden State Parkway South at 144 with the collision being cleared. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume over on the Goat Trail getting out past the Scenic Overlook, getting down through that Cortland area with an accident as well. Checking the forecast, clouds today, high of 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates so you can find that perfect new hire in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Joe on the radio, 7:21. I hold in my hand a beautiful, beautifully packaged. This is called Soothing Hemp Cream. It's a great little container with menthol. This is a spectacular product. It's from Invite Health. And I have to tell you, we're not as young and flexible as we used to be. And listen, I'll speak for myself. I'm not as young and flexible as I used to be. You know, I got a nick here and there. Do you get surgery? Do you do this? Do you do that? I'm always looking for a way to just kind of do anything before I certainly do surgery. So for over 20 years, InviteHealth.com has offered super premium quality supplements and free access, by the way, to degreed healthcare professionals. You know this, right? Everybody knows Invite Health. Now they have combined the power of a superior topical with full spectrum hemp extract with a cannabidiol. This is like a special hemp cream. It's called New Soothing Hemp Cream with menthol. I gotta tell you, and I'll tell you because I'm organically honest, and I just don't have it in me to tell you otherwise. This stuff is great. It's great. Mary said, Joe, I want you to try this. I said, what is that? Invite Health is coming on board. That's a great. We love Dr. Kornfeld. We love the Invite Health folks, their family, you know. But then I tried this, on my knee, on that knee, right? And on my, what I was supposed to do. And again, I speak for myself. This is not a clinical study. But I put this soothing hemp cream from Invite Health with menthol on my shoulder. Boom. Pain gone. Gone. InviteHealth.com offers a collection of premium quality, full spectrum hemp extract products that are U.S. grown and seed to shelf certified. Now you can order the soothing hemp cream with menthol at 50% off retail on your first order. Buy two, get free shipping. And when I say soothing, I mean soothing. I mean the pain goes away. I'm speaking for myself, right? 800-789-1125 if you want to call. It's 800-789-1129 or visit invitehealth.com. Use my code Joe for 50% off retail on your first order of soothing hemp cream with menthol. 800-789-1125 or again, invitehealth.com. Promo code Joe. Invite Health for a healthier life. You're invited.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report. Global markets and stock futures are pointing to more selling. Yesterday's Dow plunge pushes this week's losses to nearly 1,900 points. The selling intensified after U.S. health officials warned the coronavirus is likely to continue to spread throughout the U.S. Hermès, the luxury goods company, says its business improved last year, and it's predicting growth this year, despite economic, geopolitical, and financial uncertainties around the world. Starbucks is adding a plant-based Beyond Meat sandwich to its menu in Canada. Market Watch says it goes on sale in Canada March 3rd. Starbucks also says it's planning a plant-based menu item in the U.S. The Dow dropped 879 yesterday. NASDAQ was down 255. The S&P lost 97. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
We've coiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, happy birthday, Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. Since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center. Look at this, please. Cardiology, renal, maternity, behavioral health, and more. Trinitas, that's where you got to go, man. They've grown to every county. They offer care in every single county. The 21 counties in New Jersey, bang, Trinitas is in every single one. And Trinitas's palliative care program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas's Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine, right? Well, now they're at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. It's an amazing medical center, and it gets better and better. To find out more, please visit TrinitasRMC.org. TrinitasRMC.org, and we'll be celebrating Trinitas's 20th anniversary and the amazing staff that's made it all happen with a special remote broadcast at Trinitas on March 6th, and that's National Employee Appreciation Day. We'd love to see you there. Tune in or stop by the lobby to help me wish a happy 20th anniversary to my dear friends at Trinitas.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Good morning. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. 729 on AM 970 The Answer with Frankie Five Boroughs Morano and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhaime. Reading here, residents of northern New Jersey may be hearing some rumbles of thunder tonight. The National Weather Service says today is likely to start off foggy with afternoon highs around 50 degrees. Showers are expected for tonight, but forecasters are also saying a thunderstorm is possible after 10 p.m. However, the sun is expected to return tomorrow with highs in the 40s, so that's good. So just watch out. It's a little foggy out there now. I worry about you, so please be careful, okay? So Bernie Sanders defending Cuba, which I love. He's defending Cuba. He's defending Fidel Castro and all the Democrats. Are going, what is he talking about?
Isn't that great?
Unbelievable.
What an oppressed society. They're wonderful people. They got to read, but they can't do anything.
You know what? And then when he goes, but when he talks about the president, he's a pathological liar. He's a pathological liar. He's dangerous. He's a misogynist. And he's saying things. He's just lying about. He's lying about the president. Bernie is. And then yet he's going to give kudos to Fidel Castro. And you're wondering what's going on within the Democratic Party.
Talking about how Russia is meddling with the election. The Democrats are doing it all on their own. They don't need Russia.
Yeah, it's very true. That's exactly. I tell you what, that whole the Mueller probe, the whole Ukraine fiasco. If that wasn't an arm of Vladimir Putin, I don't know what was. That helped the Russians more than anybody. And I'm telling you, just to go back to that. And I've heard this. This is not original, but it's what I heard. When you go after the president like they did in Ukraine, and Adam Schiff does his ridiculous. I think Adam Schiff, and this is me speaking, is a Russian asset because he's so anti-American, and he and Nadler and Nancy Pelosi were just tried to take down everything, and all they did, and someone said this before, is that it hurt Joe Biden. And by the way, last night, Frankie, did you hear one thing about Burisma or anything that Joe Biden might have done with China? When Joe Biden's talking about China, he's talking about China in the debates last night. Not one moderator said, what about these rumors that you gave your son millions of dollars? And we tracked them. And Rudy Giuliani's got he's got all the proof right there, and the press will not acknowledge it. Not one comment about that, right, Frank?
Well, yeah, I thought that was very telling. I mean, it's clear that Hunter Biden has benefited from his last name and his father's connections, as has Joe Biden's brother. But we haven't really seen a smoking gun that Hunter Biden did anything illegal. So I don't blame the moderators for not asking him about rumors. If there was some sort of solid evidence, then I think they would have been obliged to ask the question.
Were they able to ask a question?
Yeah,
I mean, because they were all screaming at one another.
Well, Biden was the only one, to his credit. First of all, Bloomberg, again, he was a lot better than he was in the first debate, but he wasn't good by any stretch. And I don't know if you saw, Joe, and as a comedian, I'm sure you were harder hit by this than anybody. That moment where he tried to tell a joke completely unrelated to the question, and it totally fell flat. Bloomberg actually paused for laughter. He was expecting laughter, and no one laughed. Not
I forget the what the joke was.
No, he said, it was an unrelated question, and he says, well, I have the stage here with my fellow contestants. I'm surprised any of them showed up after I had such a great performance.
And
then he paused and waited for everybody to laugh, and no one laughed, and he just kept going on. Biden, on the other hand, came across as human. He came across as personable. He came across as likable. Yep. And, you know, he said at the one point, and he didn't come across as if he was reading scripted jokes. The one point where the bell rang or whatever, the timer went off, and he says, I don't see why I should stop. Why am I the only one that stops? These guys all keep going. Yeah, and he goes, it must be my Catholic school education. And you could tell, you know, it was sincere. You know, he came across as kind of a gentleman. So I think if he does win in South Carolina on Saturday, then you'll see the media try and build him up again. You'll see all these Biden resurrection stories, you know. But who knows?
Good
if
timing.
He does lose in South Carolina, then I think his campaign is certainly over, no matter how good his debate performance
I really
was.
Think, though, that Chris Christie should be the one that moderates the next one.
I love it.
I love it. He'd tell them that if he doesn't like, you know what, Elizabeth, sit down, be quiet, whatever.
Absolutely.
I think it would be great. Or, Joe, you should moderate it.
Yeah, and just kind of I'd be snarky the whole time, you know, I would say.
Would you? I don't know about that. I think you would be civil and allow them to. I'll come in and interrupt. I have no problem with that. Or Frank can go in and ask a really good question, then I can interrupt him in the middle of it. But I mean, the problem is, and a lot of the sense of what I was getting on social media from friends last night, because I didn't watch a second of it, but a lot of what people
then
were
by
saying.
Then by all means, keep commenting.
Yeah, no, I will. Because why not? But I think a lot of people were disgusted at how everybody was kind of shouting over one another to get their point.
Yep.
You need a little bit of order there. And if you're going to have five people on the stage, one of them needs to be in control.
Seven. We can't do it with three people. Three people on the radio, we have trouble.
No, but think about that. Think about that.
I know. Colonel Andrew Milburn is standing by. I want to make sure we give the colonel the time that he deserves. He's got a great new book, When the Tempest Gathers. Very, very excited. And it's a privilege to have the colonel, this great Marine veteran, on the air with us this morning. And then Stephen Moore is going to join us. We got Hillary Kramer, Dr. Lauren Wright, and you always at 877-970-2999. But let's break right now, if we can, with Al, with the headline news, and we'll jump to Colonel Andrew Milburn. Piscopo in the Morning, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 735. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A person is dead in Queens after being fatally shot by Nassau County Police. Officials say Nassau cops were chasing an alleged carjacker last night at 217th Street and Linden Boulevard near the Nassau-Queens border when the suspect crashed into a restaurant in Cambria Heights. It was there the suspect was reportedly shot and killed. The NYPD not involved with the shooting. No officers from either jurisdiction were injured in connection to the incident. Police have not announced any further details concerning the case. Residents in New Jersey are being warned to watch out for smoking conditions and working state personnel as fires are being purposely set across New Jersey. The State Department of Environmental Protection announced yesterday that the Forest Fire Service is setting prescribed burns to help reduce organic materials that could potentially fuel wildfires. Known as controlled burns, the fires are being set now as current weather conditions are better suited to keeping these blazes safer. The peak of New Jersey's wildfire season starts late next month and then continues through early May. In sports, Rangers with a 4-3 win over the Islanders in overtime. Blue Shirts have won 4 in a row and 8 of 9. Devils rolling to a 4-1 win over the Red Wings. The Yankees won't have the services of pitcher Luis Severino this season. The two-time All-Star needs Tommy John surgery on his right elbow, expected to miss all of 2020 and a little bit of 2021. Severino missed most of last year with a rotator cuff injury. College hoops tonight, Syracuse at Pittsburgh, pregame at 6:30, tip-off at 7, right here on The Answer. St. John's at Villanova on our sister station, WMCA, at 6:30. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go out to the Cross County eastbound, right on the ramp to the southbound Hutch. A collision there. Traffic moving slowly as you head over to the Goat Trail, getting down past the area of the scenic overlook with an accident, getting down past the Bear Mountain Bridge. 78 eastbound, exit 24. Accident still there in the right lane. It's a fuel spill as well. 94 blocked off out by Lambert Road in Blairstown. That's an accident with a down pole. Traffic still moving slowly. 80 west, exit 57 in Patterson with a collision. It's busy on the belt. Eastbound belt out by Cropsey Ave. An accident. Staten Island Expressway eastbound Highland Boulevard. A collision being cleared. It's busy now on the Jackie Robinson eastbound right at Kew Gardens with a crash. And the Cross Island North at Union Turnpike. An accident blocking a lane. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Ash Wednesday. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Clouds today, high of 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. 737. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht, if I may. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, I have the answer for you. Plan an unforgettable evening, an event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. Your guests will be so impressed. We love the Atlantis. You will love the Atlantis. We go there for our schmooze cruise, and you go around. Captain Fred is great. It's so hospitable, and we have a great time every year, and the crew, the staff is great. The food is great, and the yacht is beautiful. It's multi-leveled. You can go up to the top. You can see the Statue of Liberty. You could see the beauty and the architectural beauty of New York, of just the Freedom Tower, of the Brooklyn Bridge, how beautiful the Brooklyn Bridge is. And then when I was at my Mikey, and Mikey was with me, my son, and Olivia was there too, and I said, that's Ellis Island. But right there, you could just virtually touch Ellis Island. See, that's where your great-grandparents came over to America from Italy, you know? It's really great, the Atlantis. And it, to impress somebody, you gotta call 212-633-1231. Ask for Captain Fred. Say, I heard you on Joe's show. What can you do for me? If you mention Piscopo, you mention AM 970, The Answer, you get a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. 633-1231 or visit, please, NewYorkCruises.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. And then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals, to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer every Sunday morning at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Colonel Milburn is standing by. I want to say about Dela Russo. We love Dela Russo. Joseph Dela Russo, Dr. Joe Dela Russo, is a great guy. And people say to me, Joe, does it hurt when you get LASIK? No, Dr. Dela Russo invented the LASIK surgery. He came up with the whole thing to get it. He's the one who played the role, the vital role, Dr. Joseph Dela Russo, in getting FDA approval of LASIK back in the 1990s. Thus, his name has become synonymous with LASIK. And don't forget, those LASIK centers that you see are a dime a dozen. Some of them perform surgery at a ridiculously low cost to the detriment of you, the patient, since these places use lasers that are not the latest or the safest. So in many cases, the patient does not even meet the surgeon until the day of the procedure. That is not the case at Dela Russo Laser Vision. Dr. Dela Russo is such a man of integrity. I told you, he looked in my eyes, remember? And I'm talking to him, and I got that thing, my chin and the eye thing, and the eye thing's right in your face. And Dr. Dela Russo is right across, and I'm asking him about his history, how he came out of Hell's Kitchen to become one of the top doctors in the world, Dr. Dela Russo is. And he goes, Joe, you know what? Yeah, your eyes, maybe in the future we'll do a little something. Right now you're doing great. And I so appreciated that honesty. Check out, get a regular eye exam at Dela Russo, please. You could buy frames, lenses, cataract screenings and removals, you name it. Trust only the best with your vision. Call Dela Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Dela Russo himself. 855-646-2020. It's 855-646-2020. Or visit, please, DelaRusso.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings, 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 743. Colonel Andrew Milburn is a Marine veteran, attorney, and author of the new book, When the Tempest Gathers, From Mogadishu to the Fight Against ISIS, a Marine Special Operations Commander at War. It's a privilege to have you with us, Colonel. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Joe, it's great to be on. Hey, right up front, though, I do want to say I'm not an attorney. I did go through law school, and that was about it. I've been an infantry and special operations officer ever since, so... just so that everyone who knows me doesn't call in and
and say that,
but
hey,
I,
man.
But having said that, I've got nothing against attorneys.
Yeah, I tell you. Well, listen, thank you for your service. You know, as a Marine, and
thank you, Joe.
Well, I know we appreciate it so much, and I know you were born in Hong Kong but raised in the UK. How did you end up a United States Marine?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep this story short, Joe, because I know eventually you've got to sign off the air. But so my plan was always to join the British Army, and I have to be honest about that. I ended up breaking my leg playing rugby at college, and so I had a philosophy degree. There's not, you know, back then it may have changed, but back then there wasn't a lot you could do with a philosophy degree. And as it happens. As it so turns out, there aren't that many Marine infantry or special operations officers with a philosophy degree, but they're all for worse. So I went to, this is where the attorney thing comes in. I went to law school, and I was, you know, academically, I was barely hanging on with my fingernails. I scraped through, and you know, I'm going to leap over a part of this story here. I happened to be in Islamabad in Pakistan and walked into the U.S. embassy there because I had dual citizenship. I was picking up my passport and I ran into these four guys, the Marine security guards, and they just, you know, they exuded discipline. They, you know, they had sharp looking uniforms and they lived, you know, those of you who are your listeners who know anything about the Marine Corps know that Marine security guards are not the norm. You know, they live a pretty good life there in embassies. But that was my introduction to the Marine Corps. And I went back. They had a party that night in their Marine house. They had a pool table. They had, you know, a fully stocked bar. And I was thinking, this is awesome. This is a great life. I'm going to take a four-year sabbatical once I finish law school.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and
wait,
here I am,
yeah,
you know, 31 years later. I never saw that aspect of Marine life.
I know, but your first trip to America was boom. Paris Island? Yeah. Is that right?
It was Paris Island. Yeah, wow. I don't know if you've been down there. Paris Island, for the benefit of your listeners, Paris Island. So all Marines who come into the Marine Corps east of the Mississippi go through a recruit training depot down in Paris Island. And those of you who've seen Full Metal Jacket and similar movies know it's not a particularly nice place. Hmm. And yes, indeed, that was, you know, some people, generations of immigrants have come through Ellis Island. For me, my introduction was Paris Island. No, see, this country sucks. You know, everybody yells at me. Couldn't understand a word anyone said.
You know, but I got to tell you, you went from private to full colonel. You went right through all the ranks, sir.
Eventually, yeah. Fortunately, it was all ladders and those snakes. You know, I didn't lose rank along the way, which is actually a miracle. Anyone who reads my book will understand when I say that. But eventually, over the course of 30 years.
You know what that
promotion system breaks down,
Colonel Milburn. You got this great accent, man. How did you yell? Did you ever yell? You have to yell. You have to do. Were you ever a drill instructor where you had to yell with that accent?
No, and I'm not going to yell on your show. You didn't read my waiver before I came in. That was one of the agreements we had.
No yelling. I appreciate it. The name of the book, by the way, from Colonel Andrew Milburn, is When the Tempest Gathers, from Mogadishu to the Fight Against ISIS, a Marine Special Operations Commander at War. Colonel, on a serious note, I was incensed. You know, my father was I never had the privilege to serve, but my father was a captain, commissioned to be a major in the United States Army Air Corps in the Second World War, you know, so I know
Well,
we so appreciate your service. I can't tell you how much the respect we have for you fighting like that. But me, being the son of a hero from the Second World War, to see what happened in Mogadishu and Army Rangers dragged through the streets, man. I mean, that incensed us, you know? Were you over there? Were you over around that time with the Black Hawk Down days, for lack of a better reference?
Yeah, now, I was there a few months before that happened, but I was in the same area. So my platoon, as I write about in the book, my platoon's area of operations was right on an area called the Green Line, which was it was like a boundary between two warring clans, and the Hotel Olympia, you know, the area, the scene of what subsequently became Black Hawk Down was in that area. But that happened several months after I was there. But it was still, you can imagine, it was still a pretty, you know, it was a hairy place. It was a harsh learning experience for a brand new second lieutenant leading his Marines through those streets.
Oh Lord, I don't know how you did it, sir. I'm telling you. And now, when you retired last year, you were the chief of staff of Special Operations Command Central, the headquarters responsible for the conduct of all United States special operations throughout the Middle East. And tell us about how much of a challenge it was to fight a foe like ISIS, Colonel.
Yeah, so, you know, the Special Operations Command Central, as you just pointed out, yes, leads or commands all special operators, U.S. special operators throughout the Middle East. And that was an extraordinary job, as you can imagine, very busy. And aside from me, the talent stacks pretty high there. There's a lot of really good officers and enlisted guys there involved in that planning and execution. But before that, before moving there, I commanded a special operations task force in Iraq in the counter-ISIS fight. And there was only one special operations task force. So just I mentioned that not for a little bit of chest pounding, but because that was it. You know, there was like 500 of us. It happened to be this. The one I commanded was led. The nucleus were Marines and SEALs, but we had men and women from every service, both special operations and conventional military. And it was nothing that I had done previously in my career could really have prepared me for that fight. It was, you know, as you know, against a formidable foe. And the fight itself was a very complex fight. And I write about it in the book. You know, they're trying to break back into, you know, the one third of Iraq that was controlled by ISIS. You know, ISIS was an army. ISIS was a proto state. It was like, it wasn't a counterinsurgency. It was, that was a full out war.
My gosh. Colonel.
Over lengthy answer to your question.
No, I love
your listeners to read the book.
Listen, we love it. And the name of the book is When the Tempest Gathers, from Colonel Andrew Milburn. Colonel, before we let you go, sir, the peace deal that we potentially have with Afghanistan, what's your view of the Afghan situation, sir?
Yeah, so here's the good side, Joe, because I'm a positive guy, glass half full. This is, by all accounts, the nearest that the U.S. has been to concluding a peace agreement, that, you know, a lasting one.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of us, and I can't speak for my brothers and sisters in uniform, but for a lot of us, we're happy to see this. And I tell you why, because the goals and the objectives in Afghanistan were very clear cut to begin with. It was going after Al-Qaeda. It was bringing down the Taliban. And those were achieved with remarkable success, as you know. You know, I mean, by early 2002. And thereafter, we've been kind of a state of drift. And I'll keep this short, Joe, but, from 2003 onwards, we took our eye off the ball. We had a chance, really, just to consolidate those gains, but we didn't. We diverted resources to Iraq, and I say we collectively, United States. And then we got Then when we put our eye back on the ball, let's say 2009, it was too late. You know, the Taliban had they'd set up the Quetta Shura in Pakistan. They'd metastasized. That's a hard word for a Marine to say, into, you know, Afghan society. And we've been playing catch up ever since. And on a serious note, you know, so here we are 20 years later, 2,400 deaths, almost $1 trillion. It's time to end the war. Okay. Yeah. That's Colonel, that's a good side.
Colonel, man, you got
me off. We don't need to.
I ain't gonna cut no colonel. I'm not cutting no Marine colonel off, man. I'm telling Colonel Andrew Milburn. The name of the book is When the Tempest Gathers. This is a great book. This is a great man. This is an American hero. Colonel, man, God bless you. Godspeed. You got to come back, my friend. You got to come back. We'd love to have you. Yeah. We'd love it. And we'll track the book When the Tempest Gathers. Please go to Amazon. Please Google Colonel Andrew Milburn. And thank you, sir, for your service. And thanks for being a great guy.
So
great having you on the air, sir. Well, let's talk soon. Thank you so much. Colonel Andrew Milburn right there. Debbie's on the roads at 7:53 right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered rules in effect for Ash Wednesday. Watch for slowdowns on the Jackie Robinson eastbound at Kew Gardens. Accident there. It's pretty busy on the Cross County eastbound right at the Hutch. Accident on the ramp to the southbound Hutch. And heading to the Merritt Parkway southbound into exit 31 in Greenwich. An accident still being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The Orange are at Pitt tonight with the Cuse trying for a seventh straight win against the Panthers. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Coach Jim Sadlin and me for Orange pregame at 6:30, tip-off at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
You know how I feel about our furry friends. Let me tell you about Delta Rescue. Delta stands for dedication and everlasting love to animals. Its founder, Leo Grillo, left Hollywood 40 years ago to devote his life to saving animals abandoned in the wilderness. Delta is the largest no-kill, care-for-life sanctuary in the world and is home to 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many animals. And now Delta is giving you a special gift. It's called The Rescuer, the award-winning documentary about Grillo's two-year-long rescue of a family of 21 dogs abandoned in the wilderness. The Rescuer is yours to watch free by going to deltarescue.org/GORKA. You'll also be able to receive information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning. That's deltarescue.org/GORKA. Learn how to grow your estate and make your legacy work for the animals. That's deltarescue.org/GORKA.
The Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato will be on at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 2 so that we may bring you NCAA basketball. That's the Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato this Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 970, The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Wow. Hey, Joe on the radio, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. LEAD is a charity and the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. You know, last year we lost 72,000 of our family members, friends, and neighbors to drug-related deaths. You can make a difference. LEAD has the only evidence-based K-12 tested and proven effective school-based anti-drug, anti-violence prevention curricula in the nation, delivered by police officers and teachers. The LEAD prevention curricula includes age-appropriate, tested, and proven effective information on marijuana, on opioids, prescription, and over-the-counter drugs. For more information or to donate to LEAD, please go to leaddrugs.org. It's LEADRUGS.org. LEADDRUGS.org. You can make a difference. Please check out the Facebook page as well. Law Enforcement Against Drugs.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding-ding.
Love is a burning thing.
Oh, ring of fire, baby. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 757, with Jason Nichols, is our weather guy, in for Joe Lundberg. Jason, what crazy day today. What's going on, man?
Yeah, it looks like kind of an overcast gray kind of day, a lot of low clouds, fog, drizzle, kind of a not a great day overall, but getting up to about 49. We'll see some rain move through tonight. Could even be a rumble of thunder late tonight, so a little bit of a taste of like early spring there. Winds will be on the increase, though, overnight tonight, getting down to a low of 44, and then windy and turning colder for tomorrow. We'll have an early high of 46, but by the time people leave work in the late afternoon, evening hours, will be down in the 30s, and with the wind blowing, you probably feel like it's in the 20s. So a big change for tomorrow, and then brisk and colder for your Friday with some sunshine, a high about 39, but with the wind, it's going to feel like it's in the 20s again. So,
wow, yeah,
pretty much colder after today.
I can see that. Jason, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. Jason and Nichols right there, and for Joe Lundberg. Joe was in Arizona going on this mega bike ride. I can't wait to hear about that. He's doing like 50, 100 miles a day and more. So I could see, yes, Friday and Saturday, cold, 21 with a low. Come on, spring, bring it on, baby. Stephen Moore, former Donald Trump economic advisor, economist with the Heritage Foundation. Stephen has the book, Trumponomics, and he will join us live in the 8 o'clock hour. Hillary Kramer is going to tell us about the coronavirus and its toll it's taking on the stock market. Lauren Wright, Dr. Wright, will join us as well. We'll talk about the debate. So much to get into. You know, you're always welcome. I see the phone calls at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
46 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio saying the coronavirus is a lock to eventually make its way to New York City. De Blasio tweeted last night that his administration has already been saying that it's not a matter of if the coronavirus hits New York City, but rather when. However, he added that the city is taking every precaution as of yesterday. There still haven't been any confirmed positive cases of the 2019 coronavirus in the five boroughs. One man is dead, another injured after being struck by New Jersey Transit trains in less than 3 hours. Officials confirm a male victim struck and killed yesterday in Edison at 6:45 p.m. A second man was hit by a train in Westwood at around 4:30, was brought to Hackensack University Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. Neither of the victims have been officially identified.